This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Sudanese protest organizers rallied their supporters to gather Monday outside of an army headquarters in Khartoum. Organizers said there was an attempt to break up the days-long sit-in demonstration there. The organizers have also called for the immediate handover of power to a civilian government in the wake of the military coup that ousted President Omar al-Bashir last week. U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's faced increased death threats since President Donald Trump tweeted a video about her on Friday. AP correspondent Matt Small explains.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says it has to stop. The Minnesota Democrat's been getting numerous death threats, referring to a video tweeted Friday by President Trump that purports to show her being dismissive of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Her plea follows an announcement by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she's taken steps to ensure Omar's safety while also calling on the president to remove the video. While the video disappeared as a pinned tweet at the top of Trump's Twitter feed soon after, it wasn't deleted. Matt Small, Washington.
Tornadoes killed at least five people across the southern United States Sunday. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported across the region from Texas to Alabama, with severe weather affecting more than 100 million people. At least three children were among those killed Sunday. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orevec.
Most of the reports at the moment were for high winds, but there were several tornadoes reported, one in Ohio and a few in Alabama and a few unconfirmed reports other places across the eastern U.S.
Nearly 6,000 flights across the U.S. were canceled or delayed. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on the last day of a four-nation tour of South America, he does not think the Venezuelan people will tolerate the Maduro regime much longer. In an interview with a Peruvian newspaper, Pompeo said all options are on the table when it comes to U.S. involvement in Venezuela and with disputed President Nicolas Maduro's regime. But the Trump administration has not said under what circumstances it would use military action. The White House says sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary U.S. cities that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, though it is not an ideal solution. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have eight senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
After attending the unearthing of a mass grave of Kurds killed by Iraq's former leader's forces 3 decades ago, Iraq's current president said Sunday that the country must never forget Saddam Hussein's crimes or allow his party to return. Reuters' Francesca Lana reports.
Up to 180,000 people may have been killed. President Barham Saleh attended the unearthing of the grave, along with the relatives of the dead.
This crime is a war crime and a crime of genocide against people who are not guilty of anything except being Kurds. And the criminal and racist old regime deemed them a danger to its domination and power, so it annihilated them. Men, women, the elderly, and children.
Now all that's left are bone fragments and items of clothing. Speaking at a news conference at the gravesite in the desert to the west of the southern city of Samoa, the president urged Iraq never to forget the nature of Hussein's crimes.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lanal reporting. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.